Hey guys, I am back. Before I leave this whole segment, I didn't want to leave anybody out. Two more people have commented on it. One person said, if you're a parent, I feel like your love should be unconditional, regardless of your views on political or social things. As a parent, you should have your child's back when the whole rest of the world doesn't. And then the last person said that people are more accepting of girls doing boy things. I literally just said that, guys. And even after the many equality movements, boys doing girl stuff is still unacceptable. So I just wanted to add that in. I have to go to bed. So I hope you guys enjoyed that last part. And you guys have a wonderful night. I'm out again. Bye. Hey guys, I am back. Before I leave this whole segment, I didn't want to leave anybody out. Two more people have commented on it. One person said, if you're a parent, I feel like your love should be unconditional, regardless of your views on political or social things. As a parent, you should have your child's back when the whole rest of the world doesn't. And then the last person said that people are more accepting of girls doing boy things. I literally just said that, guys. And even after the many equality movements, boys doing girl stuff is still unacceptable. So I just wanted to add that in. I have to go to bed. So I hope you guys enjoyed that last part. And you guys have a wonderful night. I'm out again. Bye. Hey, good evening, guys. It's your girl, Food for Thoughts. I am back with another segment. And for the people who have been supporting my podcast, thank you so much. You guys are awesome. I appreciate you guys so much by subscribing monthly. If you would like to subscribe monthly, it is only 99 cents a month. So yeah, let's get on with the segment. So let me pull it up while we are on this podcast. So I just saw a post on my Facebook not too long ago, and this girl said, clearly I'm far from homophobic, but I'm never letting my son play in girly shit. No, you can't wear dresses. No, you can't paint your nails. That's for girls. That's what girls do. You're a little boy. I'm not letting you 2018 free spirit weird ass people convince me to corrupt my son. Y'all letting them engage in that confused shit. That's where you as parents correct their behavior and let them know what's right and what's wrong. When they grow up, they can make their own decisions and live how they want to. But no boy of mine will ever grow up thinking it's okay to do girly shit, period. Don't try to argue with me because I'm gonna block you. I don't give a fuck about your opinions. I said what I said about mine. And I commented, what are your thoughts? I put it on my Snapchat because, like, I don't put, you know, things on my Snapchat. I'd be like, oh, hey, comment, like, all the time. So I wanted to see people's intake on it. One of the people who commented said, kids should be who they're born to be. Unacceptable for them to play with opposite sex things, etc. I don't condone in that. Another person commented, nah, dude, fuck that. My kids play with girl shit and they're just flying. Children have a natural curiosity for the opposite sex and not in a sexual way, but with girls / boy toys and clothes. There's literally nothing wrong with that. Backwards ass people, dude. And then I said, I don't know about wearing dresses and stuff. Only thing I agree with is like baby dolls, because boys get curious with baby dolls and fascinated by it. And I feel like it teaches a boy to learn how to be a good father one day, you know? Because I noticed that like with little boys, when they see a baby doll or like a stuffed animal, they kind of like baby it because they probably see like their mom do that to them, and they're very like gentle with like the dolls and like the stuffed animals. So I feel like that makes them like become very like nurturing and more empathetic, to the point where they would be like a good father. So that's why I said that. And then another person commented on it, and they said, oh, I have a lot to say about this, laugh my ass off. Another person said, I'm not homophobic, but I agree with her. I don't care what society says. One person said that that bitch needs to get over it. Another person said, fucking white people, dude. And there were some more comments, and I'm trying to like find it right now. So there was a comment where it said, LOL, but that is homophobic. And I kind of disagreed. And it says, no, not homophobic, but my son better not come with that gay shit. Literally homophobic. One person said she didn't say that, dot, dot, dot. She said she's not homophobic, but she's not letting her son play in girl shit. She's right. And she's homophobic. Whatever, you have to include a but after a disclaimer. You are contradicting yourself. I'm not racist, but I'm not sexist, but I'm not atheist, but I'm not homophobic, but my son better not try to be gay. And then, yes, because I want to see homophobia, that makes total sense. And I told her, like, girl, I do not know. Because I don't. I just feel like this is a very touchy subject. And, like, I wanted to touch base on it because, like, you don't see anybody else on, like, podcasts touching base with, like, things that I touch base on, you know? Like, I like to dig deep into what the situation is. But I feel like if the kids, like, 1 and up, 1 to 5, you know, in, like, kind of middle school, I feel like the kid should basically, you know, be in the, like, gender role. Like, they could play with baby dolls, but they can't wear dresses. They can't wear makeup. Like, I feel like any kid gets very, very fascinated with makeup because it's, like, colors, and kids love colors. So it's just like, okay, well, this is probably an art project, so I'm going to mess in my mommy's makeup type stuff. Or, oh, I'm going to wear my mommy's lipstick because I see her do it. But I don't see it as, like, oh, that's homophobic, because, like, kids in general get very curious about makeup. And it's just like some people are kind of going in very hard on it, and I'm just kind of sort of neutral about it. Like, I feel like it's not appropriate for a kid to want to wear a dress and, like, wear this and wear that, and you allow it to. But everybody has different parenting skills, so that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody has different opinions. Like, me, I feel like it'll be acceptable at an extent. Like, you could be 16 and you can make your own decisions, because 16 means you're 2 years away from being 18. So it's like, do whatever the fuck you want. Like, you want to wear a dress, that's cool. You want to be gay, all right, cool. But I feel like if you're, like, younger than that and you're, like, a toddler and stuff like that, toddlers don't know who they want to be in life until they get older. You don't know who you want to be in life, like, until you get to, like, high school. You know what I mean? Like, you're still growing. You really are. Like, each year you, like, have a different mindset. So I feel like in children, it's probably different because their mindsets are just, they're kids. They're very intelligent. They're very blunt. They don't, like, know about lying yet, because they're very innocent, you know? Like, they shouldn't be exposed to that kind of stuff at such a young age. It's just like, me, when I was younger, when me and my sisters were younger, my little brother, like, he hated wearing dresses, and we were kids, so I kind of, like, understand at an extent, because I remember my little brother hated dresses with a passion. Like, we would force him to wear a dress so we could basically have, like, a little sister, and we thought it was funny. Guess what? My little brother didn't grow up wanting to wear dresses, because we used to put dresses on him all the time and be like, oh, that's our little sister, and then we would get in trouble for putting a dress on him. So I feel like not every kid knows, like, who they want to be in life, basically, you know what I mean? Like, just like in the gender role, I feel like they're too young to decide that kind of stuff. I feel like they should, you know, the parents should encourage the kids to focus on more of their youth and not focusing on gender, and, like, worry about that when they're older, because some people in, like, society and the internet literally brainwashes the shit out of kids to a point where they're like, well, so-and-so did it, so, like, why can't I do it? Like, I see stories about little boys being drag queens and stuff like that. Why can't I do it? I'm inspired right now. But kids, like, they get over things easily. That's what I'm trying to say, is that they get over shit so easily. So it's, like, a good thing but a bad thing, because, like, they don't remember much, and they get over things, like, very, very, very quickly. Like, I'm over it now. Like, they get over it more than a teenager dating a guy and they're like, I don't want to be with him anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very traditional when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, I don't believe in, like, my kids wearing dresses and stuff like that. When I have kids, like, if they want to say, like, mommy can wear a dress, I'm just going to politely say no. Not scold the kid and be like, you can't wear the dress because you're a boy. I'm just going to be like, no, baby, like, you can't wear that. Here you go. Here goes something else. You know what I mean? Like, kind of distract them. And people are just kind of, like, scolding the situation. And it's just like, I don't know, like, it's very hard to explain. I wouldn't scold my kid because he wanted to wear a dress or makeup. I would simply just say no politely, distract him, and move on with another subject. Because kids, they're very energetic, they're very talkative, and some of them are very talkative, but they pay attention like that, you know what I mean, with their parents' attention, because they love their parents. Like, every kid loves their parents, and they look up to their parents, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I just feel like this subject is just like, nobody talks about it. Nobody speaks up about it unless somebody is coming for somebody. And then that's when people speak up about it. I just don't get how society is set up and this generation is set up. Because if this was like the 80s or the 90s and a kid was like, mommy, I want to wear a dress, you're scolded. But like in this generation, it's like, oh, fuck yeah, wear a dress. That'll be cute on you. No, hell no. Hey, like, no, not cool. Like, I just feel like they're too young, and if you want to wear a dress, I'm sorry, son, you can't. Or, you know, like, but that's the thing, is that another part is that girls want to be tomboys too, and you can be tomboys at a young age, but then with boys it's a little bit different. So that's why it's like a up and down thing, because boys can wear dresses, but if a little girl wants to be a tomboy, then people on social media praise that stuff too. Like, they're like, oh, I put my little girl on cargos, or like this cute little Nike outfit, you know what I mean, like a tomboy outfit, and I put her hair in like a cute ponytail. But if a little boy shows up in a little dress, everybody's judging him. So it's like an on and off thing, you know what I mean, like with the girl and boy. Like, I feel like the girls get away with it better than boys, because it's just like, okay, like the girl has a cute hairstyle, but her outfit is a little bit tomboy, you know what I mean? So it all depends on like people's like kids and like their parenting skills. Like, when I become a parent, then that's when I could 100% be like, oh, no and yes. But it all depends on how you like want to react to your kid wanting to wear a dress. So I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. My Instagram would be shardey17. If you guys want to follow me on there, I hope you guys enjoyed this raw segment. I just wanted to keep it 100, and yeah, I'm about to leave and go to sleep. I will see you guys later on this week with another topic, hopefully, because it's been a while since I've been on here. It's been like a half a week. I usually post 3 times a week, but I actually ran out of content. So yeah, let me know what you think. Call in, respond to it, share it, do whatever you want to it. So you guys have a nice night. Bye.